Hey everybody, thanks so much for joining us again this week for the Survivor After Show, Season 33, Episode 6, The Truth Works Well. Stay tuned to see what happens.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We got some intense music for an intense ending today, huh?
It's a good ending.
It's a good one. Ending. Yeah. Thanks for joining us today, everybody, for Survivor After Show on AfterBuzz TV, Episode 6 of Season 33. Michael Clousy is out today, but we do have a special guest. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, guys. My name is Abby Scott. I am so excited to be here, and especially with this episode. Hashtag Fixtails. Bye. You can find me on social media everywhere. Let's be BFFs. Abby Scott 1.
And where can they find you?
And I'm Dominique, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at DominiquePESQ.
What's up, guys? I'm Mike Rips. You can find me on social media at Mike Rips. It's right here.
And as always, I'm your host, Paige Bonanno. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, all social media at Paige Bonanno. Where should we start, guys? So, at the beginning of this episode, I just want to say, I didn't think the episode was, like, that compelling going into it. I'm like, okay, this stuff is pretty basic. Nothing's really grabbing my attention until the ending. And I was like, wow, this was a good one.
Shocking
ending. I mean, what were your, like, overall thoughts going into the episode?
Well, first of all, I was screaming at the end. I was so excited to see her go and get that shit. Can you guys imagine any grin off her face?
Yeah.
Because she's so cocky. She's so... I was so happy to see her go.
I think the only thing better than her going would have been if she first agreed with Taylor to do the Jeff Ordain get married. And then
Can you imagine?
No, the real highlight of this week, you guys, was when Taylor kind of left her hanging. She's like, okay, I mean, I will. And Taylor's sitting there just, like, messing with his like, scarf, like, what's happening?
Also, Jeff goes, so are you in love? And he's like, whoa, I wouldn't take it that far. Like, I wouldn't go into that
point.
How
many times have I said Jeff is, like, the king just saying too much?
He says exactly what everyone's thinking. Mm-hmm. But I love how Ken kind of told him how it was. He's like, dude, if you like a girl, just go with it. Say what she wants to hear, millennial.
I feel like we have some pretty good ones from Jeff Probst. Do you guys have any favorite quotes from him tonight? Because I have a favorite.
Well,
I have
and Cece's still going.
What was your favorite?
I have two, but I'll say one. And then if you don't say the other one, I'll say it again. So the one was when David was pulling the bags, and he goes, wow, he's pulling all these bags that are combined are more weight than he is.
that was my favorite one.
Okay, and then my other favorite one was when he goes, oh, big surprise, David's doing better than Ken, and Ken's the one failing now. And I'm like, poor Ken and poor David. Like, he only does good one time.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were saying, like, total, like, this season.
Just tonight.
Okay, just tonight. Rewind. Let me think. Just tonight. Okay, it definitely has to be, what's her name? Hannah and Michaela won't be taking a road trip anytime soon. I felt so bad for her today.
I know.
Like, I mean, she went from, like, a panic attack the day before, like, super anxiety. Then you got Michaela barking at her. But I couldn't be mad at Michaela because there's a method to her madness. The girl's got game.
I felt good for Hannah. She got to tag along and she didn't have to go to a minute. If she went to the challenge, if she had to go to tribal tonight, she would have gotten voted off.
Yeah, so she's, for sure. She had a panic attack and everything.
Wait, she wasn't part of the competition and she was the one that needed medical. That's not a good look.
She's like, I can't breathe. It's like I'm there.
I felt bad for her. You know, she said it was suppressed and she'd been really feeling, you know, a lot.
Well, that's what we see a lot of the times on Survivor, I feel like, is a lot of times as the audience are watching and we're like, oh my God, they're crying over this. Oh my God, they're freaking out over this. And it's like, none of us really know until we would get there. And, like, I understand, like, you don't have anything for days and days and days and, like, your emotions are just so bottled up. And then even her just watching it, the anxiety comes out, you know? And even, like, Michaela barking these orders, but she's like, hey, I'm sorry, I don't mean it. I just, like, need you to,
be quiet. She's just rough around the edges at Michaela.
Yeah.
She's telling everyone what everyone
she's
should be doing. She's very competitive, but she is putting a target on her back at the end of the day because everyone's going to, you know, I mean, people, it may work for you either way, but she definitely gets into other people's
She's system. Backing it up. She's backed it up That's
right. I feel like every single time,
backing it up right now.
I feel like if anybody else were, like, given the, like, orders and, like, talking the way that she does, it'd be, like, a big problem, but she is so good, and, like, that's just more of, like, she doesn't mean it, and then she like apologizes for it later.
She also has a good way about her in the sense, even when she is barking the orders, or even when she's saying like "shut up," there's a little comical part to it where you kind of like, you still don't feel like it's that harsh.
It's not mean. Nah.
There's like a part. Spirited. I mean, Hannah was. It was.
I did feel bad for Hannah.
You felt a little bit bad for Hannah, but it's in the heat of the moment, and I just think that even though Michaela is. She shows that other side, the softer side, too. She mixes it in, so it's not just
really?
Like...
Yeah, I mean, I love that.
After they won, she was giving the help to the other team.
But still, as soon as she was done, she was like, you know I love you, girl, right? Like, I feel like
that's just how she competes.
To be mean.
But still, it would make me feel bad a little bit. Especially when, like, she's saying, literally, like, shut up.
She's a guard dog.
You guys do remember that they're playing for money, right?
Oh, yeah. No, that's true.
Get your game on.
Yeah, but then she's helping other people.
But it's like, but at the end of the day, it's like, I'm talking about just in that challenge. Moment mm-hmm. like yeah. I you lose I lose like mm-hmm. I need you to come with it or
and
don't come.
Michaela is just like a natural leader, like and to be honest Hannah wasn't really helping out, so she's like, just stay there, I'll do it, just hold the thing.
Also, speaking of Michaela, we could start off with the start of the episode where with the idol search and mm-hmm. Michaela, not only a leader,
yes.
she rolls up.
Oh, yeah.
Michaela's smart, like, she's always got her
eyes. She is like eyes everywhere.
You can't get one by her. Yeah. Like, she rolls up. This guy's got going on.
I know,
there.
And they were like, just as they were saying, this stays between us two. And then
like,
she's
where's
like,
where's she even come from?
Between y'all.
Like, where's she even come from?
She knew. Nowhere. You know that she had eyes on them from the distance, obviously.
But we see that, like, so Jay and Will are both the ones looking for it, and Jay actually finds it.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, like, at first I was like, so what, are they going to share this thing? But I guess since Jay's the one that pick it up, he's just like, hey, this stays between us. I found the idol.
It almost seems like the way it's been for Will this whole show so far. We don't know much about Will. He's not really part of it so much. And even in
we didn't even remember his name at first.
Yeah,
even
we didn't.
Even in this moment,
come on, get it together.
He's kind of just there in support of Jay. It wasn't even like he's like, well, what about me? Or he's searching. It's just like we saw Jay's emotional start to the tonight's episode and him talking about he's doing it for his family.
Yeah, he talks about his mom.
And you see his emotional side, and then he goes and he's finding it. And Will's just there as like.
And he never even says, like, hey, so what are we going to do? Like, what's the dealio here? It's just like, hey, you found it. Like, good job, man.
I think he feels like, I almost felt like Will's playing for second place.
He's
definitely not playing to win.
It didn't seem like at any point I've found yet that Will is playing to win. He's just playing to keep it moving. But maybe that's the right way to do it.
Yeah, and Jay is so in it to win it. You saw the heart. You know, he had tears in his eyes. And he wanted to find that idol, and he did. You know, David is on his second idol. Oh, my God.
I'm wondering how it's going to play out, because, like, Michaela seeing them was saying, you know, I'm not going to say anything, but if I get wind of something going down, like, I'm going to snitch. I'm going to do it.
Michaela is one of the top players.
She is.
Not just being competitive and being good at the physical stuff. She's playing a good emotional side of it now, because she's got some information. Mm-hmm. She can use that to her advantage. Mm-hmm. Also, split up other people.
Right. Yeah. That is really smart.
Go back and play it right, like, tell everyone right away. She's like, I'm going
to
save
gonna
this.
She's going to
keep it
in
my pocket.
Yeah.
When the time is right, I'm going to have to break the news. And you know she's going to mention it when the time is...
I think it's stupid for her to go back right now and be like, hey, everybody, they found the idol. Like,
right. I mean, she's playing such a good game, and I think you brought up a good point. She's definitely one of the top contenders right now. So who are you guys thinking is, like, in her league right now? I'm not seeing a lot of competition on her end. I think Ken may be right up there.
Ken is definitely up there. Michaela. I think Jay is up there, especially now that Jay has the idol.
Yes.
And I'm going to have to throw David up there. I know that sounds crazy.
No.
I love David.
He's done a 360 from the very first episode.
He's gotten two idols. He's got one in his bag.
He's not good at challenges.
He's terrible at challenges. But he's playing this other game, and so even though it's a weird way to think that he's kind of in a good role, he's in a good role.
Yeah, I feel like if he went to the final three, I don't think he would win, though.
I think it depends who you go with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he might win. I mean, David is playing a really good game because he's not good at competition, so he doesn't have a target on his back. Mm-hmm. But he does have the idol just in case he's put in the position where he knows he's going to get put out. But Michaela is definitely probably playing the best game. I hate to say it because I'm not a huge fan, but she has stuff on everybody. I don't like her attitude.
She's come on really strong the past three episodes.
I mean, think about the beginning, fighting with Vicky right away.
She
does
early.
Come on strong.
She's coming on strong in the game as far as early in the season, I didn't think she was at the top. Mm-hmm. Now I see her right near the top because she's done really well recently.
Right. Yeah. Right.
She's led her team. She's kind of in a leadership role now. And the only thing that would concern me most about Michaela is that, are we getting a lot of Michaela now and all the good stuff mm-hmm. now and later in the game? Maybe she's not around or something happened. Because, I mean, if she's playing the game she's playing today in the final episode, she's going to win. You know, if she can keep this up the whole way. But that's a lot to
I do think
up.
She's such a power player. Like, I can see her going so far.
When she puts her mind to something mm-hmm. in a competition, it's like she is so fierce.
I would not
want to go up against her.
I agree.
When they did that girl challenge mm-hmm. in the water, I'm like, oh, my God, that girl is
she's a dual threat.
She took off the top. Yeah. She's like, I don't even care.
Yeah.
I mean, that is how you play Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's at the end, she will deserve to win.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Well, I agree. I mean, we still have a lot more season left to go.
Yeah, I know. We have 15 people left to play.
Also, quick, I think that Zeke is a
very
good player, too. I've always thought that Zeke is a good player, and I feel
Zeke's
like we keep...
his brain.
Yeah, I think he's good. I think he's a top for me.
Here's my thing with Zeke. I feel like socially, he's really up there, but when it gets down to challenges, and when we get to playing this game for every person for themselves, and there's no more, you know... We beat the merge.
Mm-hmm.
How far can that really take you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, speaking of Zeke, too, like, earlier in the episode, we saw, you know, when they voted out CeCe last week, everybody came back. Nobody was upset. You know, everybody's happy. They're all high-five. And, you know, a lot of the times we don't see that in Survivor. When we mm-hmm. come back from Tribal at night, everyone's... Some people are pissed. Some people are happy. Everyone's going at it. We come back. Everyone's happy.
I honestly think if CeCe was there, she would have been like, high five him. Good job. Oh, yeah. Great decision.
Right. Great decision, guys. But what I thought was funny is how Zeke was saying, oh, you know, silly Gen Xers, you know, they sent home one of their own. You know, mm-hmm. now their numbers are off. Like, they're the only tribe that had the numbers. I mean, do you guys think that was a mistake on their part?
I don't think so.
I don't think they're really sticking to millennials and Gen X. I mean, look what happened mm-hmm. tonight.
And we mm-hmm. talked about this last week. I think that if you're still caught up in the whole Gen X and millennial thing, you're playing in the wrong game. You got to look forward. And Zeke is doing that at the start in tonight's episode.
You're saying he's not looking forward.
He's starting to look forward. Yeah. He's not sticking to he mentions the Gen X millennial thing, but he starts plotting already.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He has like a bromance going with Chris, you know?
Well, clearly I've made it very known that I'm like team like Michaela all the way.
Yeah.
But you made a really good point.
For 2 seconds.
You made a really good point when you said thinking ahead, and Michaela's point today when she was like, I mean, I didn't give you guys any hints because there's three of you. If you guys can't figure out how to play together and use the numbers, then you deserve to go home.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, girl, you're really sticking to this whole Gen X millennials, and I can't wait to see next episode when she sees who went home. Although she was no fan of Figgies, she was trying to play up that millennial.
What do you guys think? Do you think when they all meet up again, everyone's going to be mind blown that
Figgies gone?
Figtails is broken up, and
going to be mind blown.
I know that we all thought that if Taylor and Figgy had broken up, it would have been Taylor that had went home first, probably.
I was
thinking Figgy would turn on Taylor and Taylor would be going home, and then Figgy's gone.
Well, we were hoping that because we just thought it would be way better TV, but then
I mean, in terms of gameplay, though, who do you think was a better player between Figgy and Taylor? Is there really that much of a difference?
I don't think there's much of a difference, but I think Figgy added a little bit more socially to the game.
Like,
I feel like Taylor was really only paying
attention
to Figgy.
She was more manipulative than Taylor.
Yeah.
She thought things through more.
I think
more.
Figgy was focused more on the game, mm-hmm. and I think Taylor was focused more on Figgy.
And maybe that's why they decided to vote
But I don't think up. I don't think Figgy was focused enough on the game either. I've seen a lot of people...
Not enough, but more so than Taylor.
I've seen a lot of people coming back at Figgy saying, like, have you ever watched Survivor? Like, you don't have the gameplay. You're not doing the right stuff. And, like, mm-hmm. obviously, when you're in the situations, it's different. So I hate when people comment on that kind of stuff, like, being rude about it. But just saying that I've seen people kind of criticizing her gameplay because it wasn't really there. And I'm just questioning what you guys in the live chat let us know what you think.
I think it's fair right off the bat to criticize Figgy and Taylor for one thing, no matter what you think of everything else. Getting in a relationship mm-hmm. in the first 2 weeks, I would criticize anybody doing that because you didn't come to Survivor to get in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are going to get in a relationship, save it for after the show,
exactly.
later in the show. But the first 2 weeks, they were right on right from the start.
Mm-hmm. It was like, what, day two?
It doesn't matter what you feel like. Great for them, but if you came to play the game, to be in a relationship from day one, that's you're struggling. You've mm-hmm. already put yourself on the chopping block.
Yeah. Well, whenever you're in a showmance on a reality show, mm-hmm. it never ends pretty. You always have a target on your back.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand where their confidence was coming from.
That's That's what I was about to say.
They were so confident that, oh, they'll never vote us out. It's like, guys, you know what? Like, they had to go to Ken and Jessica and tell them they were in a showmance.
Yeah.
It's like, a showmance. I love to call it showmance, but that's what it is.
It is.
You know, it's like you're on a reality show, you know, competition. Oh, isn't $1 million at stake?
Right.
Get it together.
So,
yeah.
Question for anyone that's watching and you guys.
Yeah.
Do you think that Taylor and Figgy are still together today?
Probably.
No.
I do.
No.
Yes?
I think so.
No?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
I mean, if Figgy has anything to say about it, as she left, she said there will be a Fig challenge later.
Not for a while,
though. She obviously thinks Taylor's winning.
But
the thing is, if she didn't really, really like him enough, why the fuck would she be... Sorry. Why would she be with him on the show? Excuse me.
Hashtag figtails.
Why would she be with him on the show? She's not going to be with him after. Like, why are you going to risk your chance for $1 million?
Because
they're horny little millennials. That's why.
I was trying to give all millennials a bad name here. Yeah. Like, I think there are a lot of them out here that are actually playing the game correctly. I think she got misguided. She went off her path.
Do you think they're not together?
No, they're not together.
Paige says yes.
I would be really surprised, but then again, I was surprised when she went home tonight.
Where does
he
live, though?
We're
going to find out at the reunion.
Yeah.
Who knows? But we'll find out at the reunion.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a big topic.
I hope he gives us the same response he did tonight.
Yeah. If he was iffy when he
I
was,
like her.
You know...
I want another one of those.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with you, Paige. I think they're together.
You think they're still together?
I think so.
I just need to know where he lives.
You wanna,
why? You want to hate?
Well, I'm not. No, hey, I want
to
know where they live.
No,
so
she's trying
I know
to
she lives in Nashville. I know that she lives in Nashville. I wonder where he lives if this relationship is feasible.
He's going to live in her apartment.
Weren't
in Nashville.
They talking about hanging out? Like, they were talking about all hanging out at one point, right?
If they are together, it's because he needed a place to stay after Survivor.
Oh, probably. Absolutely.
I don't think he's going to win.
I don't think
he's
not going to win, especially if he doesn't, if he's rude to Adam. It's like, hello, that's like your, come on.
Yeah.
And shout out to everyone in the live chat answering Thomas, Eric, all think that they're not together. Well, I guess we'll find out down the road.
Yeah. See, you guys know what you guys are talking about in that live chat.
I would say
your names, but I can't see.
What did you guys think about the challenge?
The reward challenge?
Exactly.
Well, I was upset that it was cookies because I'm gluten-free. I'm trying to join a gluten-free anonymous.
You were saying, too, you're like, okay, they need a steak or something. Like, what are the cookies
I would have been so, like, I would have had that Michaela meltdown about, like, not, like, losing last week. I'm like,
yeah,
cookies?
The thing about
you want me to bust my ass for cookies?
Yeah. We saw last season.
Oh, I was just about to bring that up. No, oh. With Joe. Too much steak.
He got steak,
too much
steak. And he ate too much steak and had to go home. So you gotta be careful.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, especially with sugar. I was like, they're going to start throwing up. But
also, what was it, last season or the season before when they were playing over spices, like salt and pepper, and then someone like got dehydrated and literally got medical out because they were playing over spices. And it's like, ugh. But anyways, so they're playing for food, they're playing for brownies, cookies, milk, etc. A second team gets just the cookies.
And apple pie.
But
I would have been all for the apple pie, you guys, but the cookies really pissed me off.
But they were acting like it was the immunity challenge. It's like, relax, it's a cupcake. And talking about Figgy not in it to win it, she was almost crying.
Right.
It's like, it's a cupcake.
I feel like a lot of the times, though, like, it's not even about the food, it's just, like, getting back and winning that with your team and, like, just having the bond like that is almost as important as winning the immunity. You know what I mean?
I do agree with that.
It was an impressive challenge because it started off with David struggling mightily.
Oh, my gosh.
As, like, the laughing stock.
I have written on here, David LMAO.
I mean, everybody was like, is this a joke?
Yeah, he just didn't know where
David,
he was going.
Not great.
Michelle couldn't even communicate.
He doesn't know his left and rights, you know?
They couldn't even communicate, and then they ended up winning.
And yeah, I didn't get that either. And I think it started a losing streak for Figgy, and that, I say it's the purple crow, because I ain't going to try with these names, okay?
What do you think, Paige?
I feel like David... Obviously, he wasn't taking cues from Michelle at all. He, like, couldn't understand. But I feel like he was probably a lot farther away than it led on. Like, he probably just honestly couldn't hear her.
Well, he wasn't just struggling with, like, distance. He was struggling with...
Left and right.
That's real, like, even if you got to put your hands down and be like, okay, which one is left?
Yeah, I always do
like,
this.
It's really not that hard.
He was blindfolded.
But I laughed really hard when he started having issues with his left and right because it reminded me of the swimming challenge when they were like, is he... on purpose trying
throwing
to throw
it?
This.
Is he throwing the game?
Like, he just kept, and then when she was saying, go right, he just put his hands up there, and he was just like, and I'm like,
I love how he tried to open.
For a guy that's, like, so smart and a writer and using his brain, it's like, he gets into these physical challenges and everything just breaks down. He can't even go right. He's like, which way?
Well, it's funny, though, because we see his team is obviously in last because he can't get it together, and then they come back and they totally win.
They win handily, which is impressive.
Yeah,
he is so lucky. I mean,
yeah.
got two idols, and you just gotta love David. Mm-hmm. He's like the underdog that you just want to root for.
The underdog.
Yeah. Forever underdog. And I hope he ultimately wins this.
He does play.
I've been calling him like Cochran Light. He's playing a Cochran Light game.
Yeah.
He's not as good as Cochran.
Not as good, but I see the comparison that people are making.
That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah. And anyways, you were saying too how, you know, Figgy was like crying when she lost because they were ahead and then she went back. So she starts crying and she was really upset about it. And obviously we were saying it is just reward. Like, do you guys think that she was overdramatic or was it legitimately a reason for her to cry about?
Nothing. A cupcake?
Yeah.
She probably really wanted the food.
She wanted the food.
But you said it best. You're like, she's not used to losing.
Yeah, she wasn't
used to winning. And she, you know, they called each other the power couple. Mm-hmm. It's like you guys had such a target on your back and being so cocky. Mm-hmm. That's how you get hashtag blindsided in Survivor. Sorry.
Hashtag blindsided. And, you know, she was the one calling the shots. So it was a little harder for her when the loss came. But going into reward two, Figgy kind of slips a little bit, they said, and she goes, oh my god, thank god, I'm so happy to see Michelle. Oh yeah, and Zeke too. Yeah, I'm really happy to see him too. Like, and people were saying that this is gonna be like a target, well, she's obviously gone now, but like a target for her because of this little thing. What did you guys think?
Yeah, I just think Figgy was just asking for it. Yeah. I mean, she started to lay the bricks of her own demise, essentially, even though it wasn't the other teams that were voting her out. I think people started to see her colors, and unfortunately, it was the end of Figtails.
Yeah, I think we've seen Figgy's colors day one. I don't think anyone was wondering about her colors, but I do think it allowed some of the other individuals that are millennials to kind of see, like, hey, in their world, I don't exist.
Yeah.
And I think when we think of, like, okay, could Figgy have made it to the merge, how would she have been received by the fellow millennials? We know Michaela doesn't really dig her. You know, Adam voted her out, you know, the first tribal. Zeke isn't a huge fan, so it's like, could she have really made it far at the end of the day? I doubt it.
I thought that she had made it a lot farther than this, I'm going to be honest. Like, I just thought that she was, I thought she would definitely make it to, like, the top five or six.
I think she could have made it a little bit further. I don't, I think she was probably going to end up somewhere in the jury, but not close to the
finish. I honestly thought she was going to be our first jury member.
Also, because I think when you get into the relationship in general, you put the target on that relationship. Yeah. But when you're in the relationship, you basically become two people. Mm-hmm. You get two votes. So people, when they're against you, they're going to be like, we got to get rid of someone in the relationship. So you're always got a target on that relationship, those two people.
I
thought it was interesting, though, when Jeff brought that up today. Like, you don't think that that's a problem that people aren't looking. And she was so like, no.
You're saying in tribal.
Right. She was like, okay, the same way that, you know, Jessica and Ken may vote together is the same way we would. And I was like, no, it's way easier to split that vote than it's ever going to be to split a romance.
Yeah, you guys. Or like a pair.
It was just like, are you
silly confidence? She was way too confident.
Silly confidence.
Taylor and Mara are way too confident. List. Yeah,
silly confidence.
You were looking at her. I like that. You were looking at her smile sitting there at tribal, and it was just like, really.
That
really
shows kind of how lackadaisical she felt about it. Like, it was like no big deal. Like, she had no idea.
She absolutely thought her and Taylor were gonna like win this game. They're like, we're gonna get to the end. They were just they had way too much confidence for no reason.
In a sense, there's a little bit of it where it's almost disrespectful to your competition because you're not thinking they're strategizing enough or giving them any credit for thinking they might pull off anything.
Well, you saw what Taylor said in his, like, you know, in his 101 or whatever. He was just like, he's like, oh, you know, he would be stupid to not vote with us. He was like undermining Adam. That Adam's not actually gonna think.
Wait, but then he said, to quote him, because I wrote it down, he was like, well, wait, maybe he is smart, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I was like, how rude.
Yeah, but he said it kind of like
rude.
He's not.
How rude.
How rude, yeah.
That's true.
Thank you for quoting that, because I was like, in my mind it sounded better than it came out.
But moving on the episode, it was funny because my favorite part was really, I think a lot of people would agree, that when Figtails decided they were gonna break the news to the rest of their crew.
Oh my god, yes.
So Figgy goes and tells Jessica and Ken separately.
Oh, that was so interesting.
She's sitting there debating whether they're not she should tell.
No,
they actually played it out.
Why'd you practice?
Pretended he was Jessica. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just their confidence. It was just ridiculous. They didn't think at all that they were a target.
Yeah, but it's just it's funny because she made it so weird. Like, she's like, hey Jessica, like, I need to talk to you for a second. Like, so awkward about it. And it's like everybody already knows. And I love how Ken just played it off. He's like, no way, are you serious? Like, I. literally couldn't tell. And she thought that he was serious.
Can he earned himself like a role on a new show after this.
Oh, he's going to be on the soap opera. Show. We're talking about soap opera. I mean, he's Young and the Restless.
Did you guys see his pose when he was doing his one-on-one interview today?
Hold on, I got
it. I was like, what magazine cover is he thinking this is?
With his abs all out.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Ken is a Barbie doll. I think that is the perfect name for him.
He hates that. I was so sad when I thought.
Yeah, yeah, he said it a few episodes ago.
But he loves it. You know, he says that, but he loves it.
Right.
And I was, oh my God, I was cringing thinking that he was actually going to leave. Yeah. I was like, no, not Barbie doll.
He is pretty great.
Oh, he's amazing. He's gorgeous.
I'm glad he didn't go home either. But,
ladies.
Hey.
Let's bring it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Forget Taylor. Hey, Ken.
Oh, my gosh.
Taylor's not cute.
No.
He's cute. I'm sure viewers are so intrigued with our male.
He's like surfer boy opinion. Cute. Like,
he
you
is
know,
surfer boy.
He looks like he says epic all the time.
So
oh, that's
cute. Moving on to a
but Ken, on the other hand.
No, let's keep on this swipe right action. Right, on Tinder. Right.
Yeah, let us know what you guys think. moving on to immunity, just so you guys don't have to keep listening to us, we'll talk about this offline, our Ken situation. Moving on to immunity, it was... I mean, not too difficult of a challenge. Well, I mean, it was not as difficult at first, and then as you get into it, it got more difficult with the puzzle. But, the bags of coconut, the balls inside, you have to get them down, get the balls, and go and do, like, one of those little jigsaw things. Which, we see Sunday, Will and Adam sit out. So we got three people sitting out, and, what are our overall thoughts of the challenge? Anything specific? I've never seen...
My main surprise from... that was Ken struggling.
Yeah.
I think it's the first time we saw Ken struggle in the game, where he legitimately struggled. He was in last place. Mm-hmm. He fell off the beam. He was getting beat by David, but he made up at the end by carrying all three at one time.
He did.
But that was a surprise to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably why they didn't win, because he's normally the one that really wins it for the whole
that's
tribe.
That's true.
But yeah, I felt really bad for Hannah, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we went over that a little before, but we did see, the whole Michaela-Hannah situation. We see, too, when she gets done with the challenge and they win it, one of her tribe members, I don't know who it was, said, Michaela, there's literally nothing you can't do.
And, oh, it was Brett.
Yeah, Brett was he's like, there's nothing you can't do.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's such like a, like... That's such a legitimate thing.
Yeah.
She's on it.
Fire.
Yeah, when she gets her eye on something, she will follow it through. Mm-hmm. She will see it through. So
we also see after she was done, the other two tribes were still going for a while, and she kind of goes and she helps the one tribe, and she doesn't help the other. And this is kind of like a big thing, like, why are you helping them and you're not helping them? And, I mean,
her logic was they had less millennials on their team. But who knows the real reason behind that? Maybe she feels closer to Michelle.
I feel like she just feels closer to them, probably.
Yeah. And she doesn't like Figgy, right?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I think it came down to the whole Figgy Taylor thing. She didn't want to help them, so.
And, just their luck, Figgy and Taylor, that they happened to get together in the merge.
Yeah.
It's like, of course they got put together,
Right. Yeah. So that's the end of that.
Yes.
The end of Victel. So pretty normal immunity challenge. And we go back, and to Kali, Adam is like a double agent here. And he doesn't know what to do. He's in a tough spot. They're thinking right away they're just going to take out Ken. And what do you guys think was the deciding factor for Adam as to why he did switch?
I think just realizing that at the end of the day, if it comes down to it, he is always going to be the bottom third.
The third, yeah.
When you're looking at, potentially aligning yourself with Jessica and Ken, I could smooth up to one of them and potentially get up my ranks, but you can't do anything in a romance.
Yeah.
I also think that the fact that Ken talked to Adam and told Adam, I will never vote for you, down the road was a huge thing.
Mm-hmm. Ken is trustworthy.
And also, we mentioned this.
Not that he would know that, though.
We mentioned this when they first got into their new tribes, and I said that Ken and Adam were creating a bond.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that was clearly much stronger than anything that Adam had with the other millennials.
True.
Because he had already voted for Figgy.
Right? Yeah, and Taylor and Figgy are very superficial, where Ken is really deep and
also,
genuine.
I think that Adam is a smart player, a pretty good player, and I knew he would rather align himself with Ken and hope that he can get further.
Right.
I think in the end of the day that the wrong decision was made, though.
Because well, what I'm asking is because this is about that because of
because Kent's an amazing player, so they should have got him out, but because thank God they didn't.
Because Taylor's comment, you know, he was saying when we go back with the millennials, like we're going to destroy you then because the millennials are going to see that you turn against the millennials and saying what are you doing? But is that why you think?
No, I think at the end of the day, like I've been preaching that I don't think it's millennials Gen X anymore. No. I think once they're all back together, it's all going to be hogwash anyways. Mm-hmm. But I think that, I mean, I chose Ken. I think Ken's a great player. Ken should win. But I think at the end of the day, them voting to keep Ken is troubling for everybody else because I think Ken has a better chance to win than anybody else.
Absolutely.
So from the thought of a game that you're trying to win, but you might want to get rid of Ken.
I feel like when the merge happens, though, like everybody's going to be on the same page about getting Ken out. So what's the big deal?
I think the best chance, a surprise chance to get Ken out. I don't think there's going to be that many opportunities to just get Ken out quickly.
Exactly. And this was their one chance.
This seemed like they had already had Taylor and Fink. They just needed one more, and they had it sort of.
Yeah.
And then Adam flipped to go with Jessica and Ken. I'm happy that Ken is still here. I think in the long run, it was the wrong move. Because I don't think that Figgy had a chance to win the game. And I think Ken definitely has a chance to win the game. And so, if you're trying to win the game, I think keeping Ken was the wrong move.
I just think Figgy and Taylor are so obnoxious that they were just asking for it. Like, that people dislike them so much. They're like, Adam was like, it was really starting to bother him.
Of course.
Their showmance.
I think it probably bothered him a while ago.
Yeah, and think about it. It's like, what is it, like 15 days of the straight, like them kissing?
Yeah, from gameplay, though. I'm just speaking in a gameplay moment. Taylor and Figgy are going to self-combust by themselves.
Right.
You don't need to do anything. They'll kill themselves off. Ken is not going to kill himself off. You're going to have to, like, kill Ken off from the game. And this was, like, a surprise chance where they just lost at the last second at Tribal and had to go to Tribal. And then you have, like, this, wow, there's a small group here. We could get him off. Like, that seemed like...
Because there would be a time where Figgy and Taylor had... One of them had to vote against the other. They're going to cry. They're going to be sad, but they would have
to. Like, Ken is not going to mess up, really. He's not going to anger people. You're going to vote him off because he's good. But he's not going to do anything that really... Like, he's very charming.
He's not going to get in fights with anybody.
He's trustworthy. Like, people like him across the board.
I think if Ken got in the final three, God, he would have to win.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. And that's why...
He's sitting next to
him. I know. I always say that, but...
Of course, but that's why I'm... From a gameplay, I'm stoked that Ken's still here.
Yeah.
I like Ken. You guys love Ken.
I love Ken.
A gameplay decision, I think that it was the wrong decision.
But I don't think the millennials will really be that upset that Figgy is gone.
Absolutely not.
At all.
No.
Like, they're not going to be like, that Adam. No.
Because also, I think by the time they all get back together, more crossover between Gen X millennials are going to happen, and it's not going to be we're millennial Gen X
it's
again.
It's not going to be
a complete mix.
I think it'll be interesting. So I feel like when CeCe was voted out, the rest of the Gen X could really care less because they all realized that CeCe really wasn't adding anything to any tribe.
Yeah.
I feel like the millennials will be a little twinge, but I think it'll be quick to get over.
And I think it's only going to be certain people.
Yes.
Like, I don't... Michaela's not going to be upset.
No, Michaela's not going to care.
Cool.
I know for
sure.
Like
Michelle.
Michelle is going to be...
Jay is going to be upset, because Jay was originally in their group.
Yes.
But I think it's like... Okay, I know that we're saying that the millennials and the Gen X, it's not divided anymore. You know, everybody's going to be together, blah, blah, blah. But, like, it's funny because when people, I mean, I guess they just have to do this, but, like, when Ken went up to Adam to talk to him about why you should keep him around, you know, you're going to be on the bottom of the millennials. And then, like, when they're in Tribal and Taylor is saying the same thing, like, well, you know, the millennials are going to chew you apart. It's all about millennials and Gen X in their eyes still. Like, both of them are using the millennial and the Gen X divide to get what they want from Adam.
Right. No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that in the same respect, I just was saying how the Gen X really could care less about, you know, voting CeCe out.
I do
feel like there are going to be a few people that are pissed about them voting out Figgy when they really didn't have to. Think about it. They do have the numbers.
Mm-hmm. If they were playing strictly from a millennial Gen X standpoint, then you have, and you're on the millennial squad, and you're like, we could get rid of the best Gen X guy, we could have, you would be upset.
Yeah.
Thinking it from that standpoint, I believe. Because to me, Ken's the best Gen Xer.
Yeah.
So if you're like, we had a chance to just get rid of the Gen Xer that's the strongest, and we didn't do that, then you could be upset.
But sometimes when you're so close to the tree,
I think Chris is a pretty strong
Gen X. Absolutely.
Gen X, too.
Don't doubt. I mean, even if it's 1A, 1B, I'm just saying, Ken's up there.
Right. I think the reason why I like them both is because they've had a really good eye for picking certain millennials to kind of align themselves with. I think immediately when we seen the switch of tribes, mm-hmm. Ken pulled Adam aside. He had like Absolutely. A, it wasn't even about gameplay. It was more like, okay, I want to talk to you. Like, how are you feeling over there? Mm-hmm. You know, it was really like deep conversation, like you were saying before. I think Chris did the exact same thing with Zeke when they were talking about their hometowns how, you know, Zeke looks up to Chris. And I'm like, I love that about the both of them. And I think that's going to serve them well when they merge.
Yeah, because they know how to play the game. Right. They're not just superficial, like, you
they're
know,
social, and Taylor. Their social and physical game are very
are on point.
I think I think we're starting to set the season up, and tell us what you guys think in the live chat.
Yeah, what is the chat
comments.
Saying? Because I can't see, but I want to know what they have to say.
I think that. Well, let me ask them what they should tell us that they think. I think that so
Aren't
that six people down. Mm-hmm. We're starting to get to the point where we get down to like the last eight. I think we're gonna have a really good final like
I
eight to
so.
10 people
because
we're getting this. We're getting rid of some of the people that are useless, like CeCe.
Yeah.
Even Figgy. I didn't think we needed necessarily, but we're keeping a lot of strong people, not just physically but emotionally. I mean, we have David, we have Adam, we have Ken, we've got Jay. So Michaela. I mean, I feel like once we get down to like Chris, the 8 to 10 range, then we're going to start having like a lot of these people we like, and it's pretty competitive, pretty even. Let's see what
Can't
happens.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
No, that's a great
like,
point. I totally
like,
agree with
I like saving all the good people towards the end when then you're like, oh my God, like I don't know who I want to go home right now. And there's not someone that's just skirted along, got
that's
here.
That's when they're going to wish they got Ken out. or a strong player.
That's
because
true.
They have to go up against each other at some point. Like, you know, that's what they sometimes forget when they're playing the game, that they have to go against this
person. I think we're going to see at some point later in the season a point where Adam regrets.
Oh, for sure, and I can't wait. But I have to agree with Steve in the live chat. I cannot wait for the merge. Like, I'm like, when is it coming? I can't wait because
Do they
I
have
feel
an
like,
exact time
no,
for the merge?
No, you never know. I mean, each and every season of Survivor is totally different.
Okay, are they definitely doing another merge? Because you guys are talking like they're...
Oh, yeah, they always
they're
do.
They're definitely... Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, they just did a merge.
I think we're probably about, like,
that?
3 episodes away from a merge.
That was kind of like a just a fun thing to spice up the 2 tribes, making them into 3, but they always have the for real
I mean,
merge. You're gonna find a cuckoo,
we got the merge before the merge.
The merge before the merge. So yeah, I mean, I guess do we have anything else or any like fun predictions we want to say? I mean, we already kind of said that we think Adam's gonna regret it. Anything for next week?
I'm just
Your
so
After
happy.
Buzz TV predictions.
Ooh, yay! I'm just so happy. I'm aside from predictions, I'm so happy that Figgy left. I mean, I was literally screaming, "Ken, my Barbie doll! I'm so happy that you got like I like envisioned Ken on that piece of paper." I'm just so happy. But yeah, you guys get on with your predictions. I'm just gonna be so happy that Figure. What do you call her? Figaro?
Figaro. Yes. I don't know. I mean. What did we see in the previews for next week?
Well, so Zeke and David are going to start to have a bond.
Mm-hmm. A bromance.
beginning between another Gen X millennial.
Yeah.
I'm excited at the positioning of Zeke right now. You know, he might be, you know, from what we've seen, getting this alliance with David. He's already has a strong bond with Chris. Mm-hmm. I really think before the merge, he was really at the bottom, and he's slowly climbing.
Yeah.
So, go Zeke.
Yeah, Zeke.
And because he's on my team.
I think Zeke's going to go home next week.
You do?
Really? You just want to just throw salt all over everything I just said.
I'm not throwing no salt on what you said. I'm just making a prediction.
What if Adam goes home next week?
Ooh, yeah. Wow.
Taylor's going to be on a rampage. We
Taylor's
going to
be pissed.
He's going to be pissed.
He said that. He said he's out for revenge.
I think that's going to be the most exciting thing to see next week is how he handles not having Figgy, and if he turns into the strategizing play, or if he's just out get revenge for Figgy.
That's what I'm saying. Does he even have a gameplay? We don't know yet.
No,
that's
why
I'm excited to see what he just
exactly.
Becomes.
But I do think that Taylor is going to go home if the purple team is you know at Tribal Council again.
He's now
and I do think Zeke probably will go if they're up for it. And then I don't know, maybe Sunday? Maybe Hannah.
Maybe Hannah.
Hannah probably. She kind of complains too much. Even though I feel for her, she is kind of a complainer, and she realizes that. She tries to stop herself, because she's like, if I complain too much, they're going to think I can't handle this, and they're going to vote me out.
But I just don't see their tribe losing anytime
soon. I hope that Zeke doesn't go home, because I want him to be towards the end. I could say, I would be happy if we lost Sunday, Will,
they're kind
and
of. We need to get
Hannah.
Some of the other people
like
out.
Hannah, Will, and Sunday, I still am not sure
they're incidental,
what they're
contributing
to.
They're not really part of the show, I feel like.
Yeah.
So now, if we can remove them and get down to, like, the people that everybody's really digging, that would be great.
Well, we did see at the beginning of the episode, too, when, like, that whole thing happened, when Figgy called out, like, oh, Michelle, I'm so excited to see you, and didn't say anything about Zeke. Zeke did say, he's like, you know what I need to do? I need to get Michelle out. Like, so I feel like we might see something between the two of them, like a little rift.
I was just getting ready to say that I could see Michelle kind of stepping up her gameplay next episode.
Okay.
Because this was the first time that I feel like, oh my gosh, she's actually not bad at challenges. Like,
right,
she
pretty
much single-handedly won that challenge for them with that puzzle. So I'm like, okay, maybe she's going to turn into a physical player. Yeah.
And especially when she sees that Figgy got voted out, she's going to have to step up her game.
Yeah.
Because it's like, hello.
And her social game.
That was your friend, and now, you know, when the merge comes, she's
anyone can go, and she has to realize
that. My prediction would be Michelle and Taylor both come out a blazing next week.
Come out a blazing.
That's a good one.
Let's hope not.
I like that prediction.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm coming to the show blazing.
Let's hope they self-destruct.
Yeah.
The opposite of self-destruction.
Yeah.
I want them to. I think Taylor will, though, you know? I think that he's not going to be able to keep his cool because he lost his, you know,
I just
want to
see
lady.
What he is without the
lady. Yeah, I want to see what he is without her.
I feel like we didn't get a chance to see them as individual players because they immediately just they attracted lost. To each other.
And I think Figgy might have been able to have a better game if she wasn't with like, I would have loved to see her game play without
both
him.
Both of them, and I think in general, always, don't get into a relationship on the show.
No. Survivor 101, guys, come on.
It's reality so TV basic. 101.
Yeah.
You don't do it.
Especially when you're playing a game where only one person wins.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't play,
what are you going to split the million?
Like, no matter what, at some point, you can't both win.
I love it. It would be the same. He would get, Taylor would have the same reaction as he did when Jeff was like, you guys should get married. Let's marry you guys. It's like, you guys should share the million.
Yeah, I wouldn't stretch it.
No. I would not be upset if it came down to not winning or sharing. I could share.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Obviously.
In a heartbeat.
500,000.
Not upset about that idea.
I'm good. Oh, well, I think that about covers it. So thanks so much for joining us tonight, guys. And remember to give us a like, subscribe, let us know how we're doing in the comments. Always for everybody that's joining live chat, we always appreciate you guys so
much. Thank you guys so much.
And yeah, Mike, we'll start off with you. Where can they find you?
You guys can find me on social media at Mike Rips. It's right here. I'm here every Wednesday night.
And I'm here every Wednesday night as well. And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DominiquePESQ.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for coming.
I love Survivor. I'm obsessed. And you guys can find me at AbbyScott1.
Awesome. And I'm Paige Bonanno. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter and social media at Paige Bonanno. Thanks so much for joining. We'll see you next week.
See you
Bye,
next week,
guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.